Well, and we're live already. T-Jack, get the first bucket here to start this game. And it's a three from Gary as Gold gets things started. Boys had a nice comeback second half there last night against Lumen Christi. Started to play, instead of playing Lumen Christi, they've just played T-Jack basketball. And they took that game going away here. Starting off that way, it seems like they're playing at their pace. As here's Graydon, gets one in the corner. And this is a two-pointer. This is a small gym here, so these guys are going to have to watch that in the first possession with kind of that way. It's like, wow, I can't get too far out in the corner here, can I? Graydon almost gets a hand on that one for a steal. Duarte, good defense down low against Cook Inlet. And Cook Inlet brings some pretty decent height, and they get a... Not quite sure. So did he call a, didn't call a timeout or anything, but here's Duarte. He's going to pick up a steal. Yes, he does, and kicks it back to Gary Gold. As Gold will bring it across down the corner now. He's got Kuzikin down there. As this shot won't go, but Duarte there with the putback. And that's a good look for Jason to come in and scoop up that rebound in traffic as Zachary had a nice little drive there on the baseline. Couldn't get it to go, but there was Duarte to put it in. And for the T-Jacks now leading 7-0. Yeah, Kuzikin's drive led to the bucket, the putback there by Duarte. Jason got up high, squared up. There's the shot out there by Zachary. This one is off the mark. And Duarte, with a steal, misses on the left side there. Had an easy layup. He got the steal off that rebound miss. As there's going to be a foul on Brandle. Braden got to give up a little bit of territory there, move the feet, instead of picking up that hip check shot or hip check foul there. 7-0 here, just underway in this game between Cook Inlet Academy Eagles and T-Jacks of King Cove. This shot misses, and Duarte high for the board again. He's looking much nicer today as here's Graydon drives to the hoop and scoops it in for two. Severian makes it look so easy. He's got the long strides, long arms, stretches it up there, plays it softly off the glass, going about 60 miles an hour. And Braydon, tried to avoid the contact, but picks up the foul instead. That's going to bring in for the T-Jacks, Brian Eichley is at the line. The shot good for Cook Inlet Academy's Hunter Moose. And Moose at the line makes the first one, second one on the way. Rattles in and out. Severian with the rebound, head of the pack. Fires ahead to Duarte. Good timing pass, but he can't get it to drop. As was up in the air, kind of the alley-oop shot, but from about 6 feet away. And just was not able to get enough of the glass there, I think. Here's a good shot from Cook Inlet Academy's Mason Ziegler. Ziegler, a freshman. And Ziegler gets the first bucket of the game for CIA. Duarte, again, a big rebound there in traffic and has trouble with it. Kuzikin helps out, and they've still got it. Now Severian inside, drops it off to Duarte. Pretty play by Graydon. And Jason off the glass and in for two. In the backcourt, pressure there, almost forcing a turnover as the T-Jacks with some good pressure in the backcourt. And an 11-3 score here with just over half the first quarter gone. And CIA is going to be having their hands full if the boys play their game like they are right now. So a good job by Coach Shadow there, Brock, as Brock and I talked about that last night, how that second half they played their game then, and look what it did. You know, they won by 25 points in the second half, I think, or something like that. It was a pretty major turnaround, 30-28 at the half last night, and then came back and won big by over 20. So for the T-Jacks, kind of good to get rolling. We talked about, in fact, Coach Brock and I had talked about the Diamond game. They gone out and played Diamond JV, both the boys and girls, and good matchups there for them as the kids were kind of, you know, just playing basketball and was a like a organized scrimmage style. And he said they really looked good. They were really into it. And then they came out against Lumen kind of flat there in the first half, like sort of playing Lumen's game. But here, this looks like the T-Jacks we expected. Here's Gary in the lane. Misses a shot there. Duarte on the boards once again, and he'll go to the line for two shots. Now, when Jason's playing like that, it's just almost scary good because you can't keep him off the boards. And Duarte shot in and then out. Duarte with one more coming up, cooking left with a couple of substitutions. I think Johnson came in there. Let's see, now that's Jabo Leap came in. As Duarte not able to get a free throw on either try, both of them right there, but not going in. It's going to be a 10-second call if they don't hustle across. They do get it across, and now to the hoop for two is Joshua Boyd for CIA. Kuzikin down on the right baseline, pulls back. Looks for help. Now flips a pass out there, stolen away by Leaf and ahead. This shot won't go, and Severian pulls down the miss. That was Johnson throwing up a prayer, and here's Kuzikin on the wing at the other end. Back to Graydon. Now they'll set up with Gary Gold out there. Leaf has him. Trying to go to the high post of Duarte, and stolen away there. As Johnson with the steal. Johnson gets rid of it. Back to Boyd. Joshua Boyd and Ziegler, kind of their leading scorers. Here's a steal by Severian. Bounce pass ahead. Two, Gold for two. And Severian to Gold for the two-pointer. Here's a steal by Kuzikin. Zach with a great job there. And then goes back to Gold in the pass to Eichley for two. Gold with the touch pass, and Eichley put it in off the glass. Oh, how about Kuzikin gets a hand on that one to get the turnover? Man. Oh, Zach there, the junior, really getting rolling today. His three-pointer yesterday, a key in that game, to change the momentum there at the end of the third quarter, pushing him out to a six-point lead. And that bucket. Severian gets an easy one off the steal. And there's a missed shot down low. So rebound by Kuzikin ahead to Graydon. Graydon looking topside. He's got Gold. Three-pointer straight away. Misses there. Rebound tipped out. Duarte comes up with it and trying to just slip it out to Kuzikin. And out of bounds it goes instead. So it'll be CIA basketball. Eagles in some trouble in the backcourt as Eichley reaching in there, and Duarte at the defensive end breaks it up as Severian and Gold go after the two-on-one, and they come away with nothing. They're a travel call on CIA. It was James Boyd, the freshman, in there. Started to head up court with it, but took the extra step. Comes into Graydon. Severian off the screen. Gets it. And Severian with the three makes it 20-5. 1:13 to go here first quarter. And the Greyhounds, or I mean the T-Jacks, they are just running the floor and outracing. This is a quick Cook Inlet team, but boy, they're just outracing them. As a hard drive by Jason will send him to the free throw line for two shots. Duarte fouled on the drive. He took it right to the basket. Jason missed his last two tries. Let's see how he does on these. First one, perfect, and one more to go. Here is two team fouls apiece here in this first quarter. He gets them both. Two from the line for Duarte. Makes it 22-5. And tip pass out of bounds by Gold. So they'll replay it. Ball comes into Kuzikun instead. And, oh, his three won't go down. In the cylinder, rolls around and pops out. Kuzikun got the steal and put it up. And here's Severian in the lane. Travel call. Graydon thought he came to a good stop, but referee thought otherwise. Here comes Cook Inlet. Charges up court. Too hard off the glass. Tipped out of bounds. It'll be T-Jacks basketball. Under a minute to go in this first quarter. 22-5 score. King Cove on top. Duarte got him started with great offensive board work and in the shooting out there, Graydon and Gold. As here's Eichley saves the rebound, gets it back to Gold, and he scores two. Gary Gold with the two-pointer, Eichley with the assist. There's Duarte, nice hands-up defense on Ziegler there, and Gold, or Severian, goes back the other way and scoops in a two-pointer. It's now 26-5. And Zach with the foul there. Kuzikun trying to get in front instead. The little push. First shot good. 9 seconds on the clock here. And shot good for Hunter Moose there on the first one. Second one coming up. Yeah, Jason Duarte wanted to block out the shooter. He was in there way too soon, but fortunately he went ahead and made it anyway. There's 2 seconds on the clock. Severian will go to the line with 0.7 as Cook Inlet fouls. And Graydon will get two shots with time just about now. 26-7 to score. The score here in this first quarter, and the T-Jacks have come out playing their game. One more coming up for Graydon. First one good, 27-7. Severian lines it up on the way. Got it. 28-7 after one quarter of play. 7/10. Here comes the buzzer. And TIA, no shot. Well, that's the end of one quarter of play here in the Nilchik, and the King Cove T-Jacks doing what the rookies did. They outscoring by 20 in this first quarter, 28-7 the score, as the T-Jacks running away here early, but lots of basketball to go. We'll be back, too, for second quarter action. You're listening to KSDP, back in 60 seconds.
All right, back in 60 seconds. It's going to be second quarter action as the T-Jacks continue to have a great run. And I'm trying to think if they're undefeated. I think the T-Jacks, like the rookies, are undefeated this season, so doing a great job. I want to say a big thank you to Carl and his coverage of the basketball road trip for 2019. He's done a great job, and I've gotten some texts from people over in King Cove saying thank you and to make sure to pass the thanks on. So thank you, Carl, for all your wonderful work broadcasting these games. And I want to say thanks to our King Cove sponsors, to Gould & Sons in King Cove, also the King Cove Corporation and the cities of King Cove. Thank you to the AC store there as well. And a big thank you to our Cold Bay sponsors, Allen & Letty's Car Rental, Aleutian Services, and the Barefoot Inn. All these sponsors making these games happen, and we just can't say thank you enough. It's the first day of the Nelchick Invitational. Carl Pulliam is going to give us second quarter action right now.
And it's the T-Jacks with the basketball to start the second quarter. Gold looks to shoot right off the bat there. Good look, but not there. Now, Kruzikin comes up with the rebound, tries to go inside to Duarte, tipped away by the CIA defense. Nice save on the baseline, though, at the defensive end by Severian. Gets it ahead. Duarte scores on a tough one. Oh, boy, that was great balance by Jason. This kid is playing really well today. I just want to bottle this up and say, here you go, son, every game like this, buddy. He has really just a total change from yesterday with Lumen. He played a little bit like that in the fourth quarter. I love to see it when you see kids really doing their potential here. And there's a nice little hook, half-hook shot there. And good for, was that, I think Ziegler finally got that one, or Boyd, Joshua Boyd maybe. Yeah, Joshua Boyd, 55, not 34. As CIA gets a bucket there, 30-9, our score here, 28-7 at the quarter break, so a bucket apiece here just underway in the second quarter. Posting up is Severian. That's a great spot for him to be. Duarte gets in the ball, can't get the shot to go, follows, and that one misses too. Now Cook Inlet comes away with it. And that's Ziegler Boyd, rather, with it. Getting those two kids mixed up. One's a ninth grader, one's the 11th grader, 34 and 55. They don't look alike at all, but I'll get it down eventually. Oh, the jump stop, near travel, Kruzikin, good defense. Gold, better defense, steals it on the dribble. Gold ahead of the pack, tries to find Eichle, and it's going to be a foul called in there. Eichle was pushed as he went out of bounds. Foul's going to be on Cooking on Academy's Lucas Craig. And for for the T-Jacks, they'll inbound under their own basket. Comes into Severian, open there, but now the kickback pass to Gold. They'll call the foul on, I think that was 23 guarding Severian, right? Fifth team foul on CIA that gives that call to Isaac Johnson. Sends Graydon to the line for one and a bonus possible, and he gets the first one. Second one coming on as Graydon's second shot also good, too. Got a good group of Kingco folks following him down here to Nanilchik, too. I'm sure they'll be at the Crowley Classic as well. Always good to see folks follow their team all over the state when they can. Boy, Kuzikin, some great defense there. And then Eichle strips the ball off the dribble there. Eichle got it to Graydon. Graydon to Gold, and Gold 4-2. Gary Gold from Severian. Yeah, the T-Jacks are just cooking. Here's Graydon Steele. Gets it to Eichle. 2 points for Brian Eichle. 36-9 now. Cook Inlet Academy got their hands full. Kuzikin keeps from fouling there somehow. He just kept his balance perfectly. And so it'll be Gold to inbound with Graydon in the background. Severian bringing up across the timeline with a 36-9 lead, 5:07 on the clock in the first half. Here's a kickback pass from Duarte to Gold for 3 points. And King Ghost is just smoking away here. Gee whiz, there. Oh, there's Duarte. Nice pass from Severian. That looked like one of those Mahomes there in football style where I'm going to throw it to where I think you might be without looking. And there he was. Now, Duarte would have got that, but he got fouled, held as he went up. Well, he was already up, but took his shot off. He has to go to the line for two. First one in the cylinder and pops out. 39-9, 4:51 to go first half. Second one on the way, perfect for Jason. In the backcourt, some pressure. Again, Kuzikin. And now Gold. Kuzikin comes over to double team. Kuzikin takes it away. So it's going to be CIA basketball. Now, I don't know if Zachary wrestles or not, but if he does, I'd put money on him. Man, he wrestled that ball away. There was no denying that it was his ball. And Kuzikin, almost a little too physical there, but no call as goal gets it up to Duarte. Gets under the basket a little bit too much. His shot just rolls off. Nice try, good soft touch, but wooden drop. And here is the drive there by Ziegler. Couldn't get it. Eichley picks up the loose ball. Gold ahead of Duarte. Spins inside and scores an easy two. Well, easy it looked like. He split two defenders and just lays it in over the rim perfectly. Jason having a game. And here's Gold. Ahead of the pack goes to Graydon. Severian off the glass and in for two. 44-9. Timeout for CIA. And if you're the CIA coach on things like that, you just go, what do I do? I thought we were making a move there. And then all of a sudden they look up and it goes from 36-37-9, 36-9 to 44-9. So the T-Jacks rolling here, folks. 3:50 to go in the first half. Halfway through the second quarter, and they're taking a 28-7 first quarter lead and outscored them 16-2 in the first 4 minutes of the second quarter. T-Jacks looking good here. Got a great game coming up against Seward next week. That should be a beauty. Be a nice matchup for them. 44-9 here. As here's a shot up front. Three-pointers good for Cook Inlet. And that was James Boyd, the freshman. Gets a three. Ziegler is also a freshman. That's right, 34. Kid's got some good length, too. Here's this one. Rolls around for Kuzikin again in the cylinder and comes out. Kuzikin is right there on two of those shots. Now he's missed like that. As here is Boyd again, now trying to slip one off to Ziegler, and does get the pass to him, but the shot won't go. Good defense by Eichley. Ahead to Gold. Gold misses there. Severian with the rebound out of the pack. Graydon resets, goes in the corner. Gary has it, sneaks around the defender, and goes baseline for two. Gold got Ziegler up in the air and then went right around him, almost under him. As there's Kuzikin, picks it free to Eichley. And Eichley's got two. That's Brian with that. Right there is Kuzikin with the steal. Set it up. There's Graydon. Picks the ball free. Severian to the hole for two. 50-12 it goes to. 2:27 on the clock here in the first half. And the boys are rolling just like the girls were. As there's another steal. This is Eichley. Brian, too hard off the glass. Duarte gets it back, puts it up, just misses. Got too far under the hoop. Got it back to Eichley, though. And then Severian, with his head down, is going to get called for the foul. He was just trying to pick up the ball, but he had his head down. So that's an offensive foul call when you do that. But Duarte a little bit frustrated by missing that shot, but boy, he shouldn't be. Just really working hard out there. He's going to miss something like that. The way he, very athletic inside there. And, I'd say, hey, just stay right after it, man. You're doing fantastic. Oh, man. Good defense again. Kuzikin forces a turnover with his defense. Eichley with the steal. Ahead it goes to Gold. Switches hands from right to left and then reverse layup is good. What a shot by Gary Gold. Went under with the right hand, switched over to his left, and banked it in softly off the glass for two. 1:30 on the clock here, 52-12. We could do another running clock the way this is going. Man, these kids are looking great. And here's Ziegler in there. Duarte stays with him, keeps himself on the ground, just face-up defense. And Ziegler misses a shot. Now Duarte in the corner. Long two-pointer on the way, misses. Rebound tapped around. Kuzikin comes up with it. Zach goes out to Gary, and in the corner is Graydon. Severian, three-pointer for Graydon. Assist to Gold again. It's a 55-12 lead here with 48 seconds to go first half. And a near steal there. Gold finds it, takes it to the hole, and he'll get the and one. Gold with the two-pointer and goes to the line. He got Boyd, the freshman, picked him clean and went around him to the hoop, and Boyd fouled him as he went up. Gary's three-point play try is good. So Gold pushes the lead out to 58-12 with that. Man. Impressive first half by the T-Jacks, folks. They are just rolling. Cook Inlet trying to come up with some kind of play here down the stretch is Joshua Boyd with it up top. And try to work that clock down for one, hopefully, and not give the T-Jacks another chance. Here's a shot, though, by the freshman. Misses out there, gets his own rebound, puts it off the glass for two. And that's James Boyd with the two-pointer, makes it 58-14. Gold will walk it up. Gary now brings it into the forecourt, gets it to Jason Duarte. Misses on the three, and ahead of the pack, no one will get that. So a great first half from the T-Jacks as the T-Jacks lead at 58-14 after one half of play, folks. They are doing just like the girls did to CIA. They're rolling them over. We're going to be back with our halftime stats and more, but we'll send it back to KSTP Studios for this station break back in 60 seconds here at Nanilchik.
We want to say thanks to our sponsors who make these games a reality. So first, thank you to the Aleutians East Borough for their support of KSDP. Also, thank you to the cities of King Cove, to Goulds & Sons in King Cove, as well as the King Cove Corporation and the Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove. We want to say thank you to the Barefoot Inn and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, Alan and Letty's Car Rental, and also thank you to the Peter Pan Corporation, processing fish in King Cove and Sandpoint, as well as the Newton family in King Cove. Also, thank you to the City of Sandpoint, to the Schumigan Corporation, Precision Airlines, offering services in the Aleutians East Borough and beyond, to Island Marine Surveyors and Sandpoint Generating, and also thank you to Peninsula Airlines and TelAlaska. Without these sponsors, these games would not be happening, so thank you very much for your continued support of KSDP.
All right, now let's send it back to Carl for our halftime stats. Carl, take it away.
Well, halftime here at the Nelchick, and boy, the stats tell the story, that's for sure. Double-figure scores, three for your T-Jacks. King Cove leading the way, 58-14. And how about this, Graydon Severian, at the half, 26 points. You know, if you told a kid, hey, you're going to score 26 points this game, you say, man, I can't wait. That's a lot of points to score in a game. Well, he's got 26 and a half as the T-Jacks have just ran away from CIA here. 15 for Gary Gold and Jason Duarte. What a half for this young man. 11 points for him, but more importantly, he has controlled the boards at both ends, taken Ziegler completely out of the game, the big kid for Cook Inlet. And then even when was it Boyd that came in there too, the bigger Boyd, Joshua has four. Ziegler has two. I mean, those kids have not been able to get anything inside, and yet they've been looking for them, and they'd like to use them. But Duarte has said, nope, not my zone. So Jason really coming to play today. Just great to see. 6 points. Also, Brian Eichley coming in off the bench. Braden Brandle picked up a couple of fouls, went to the bench, and Eichley's come in, and there's been no let up. So the boys really getting it done. Zach Kuzikin, he had a bucket in there. He did have one. So actually, I'm going to go. Severian had 24 points. Kuzikin with two. Eichley with six. 15 for Golden, 11 for Duarte at the half. So a tremendous job by the boys here to play their game. And it has really been just a fun one to watch. They've been a step ahead of them all the way. I think it starts with defense, though, too, so you think about that part. You mentioned Duarte with such a good job inside and then controlling the defensive boards, along with help, certainly, of the teammates, but just his presence in there at both ends has been fantastic to set the tone for this game. 58-14 our score right now, and the both King Cove teams up tomorrow. Only one other team will play twice today, and that'll be Sandpoint Boys. They're coming up against the Nelchick today at 6, so that'll be a chance for the King Cove kids to sit back and have a look at the Nelchick, who they'll play probably tomorrow or the next day. We'll see. Everybody seems to get to play everybody, I think, in this one. Coming up after this one will be the Sandpoint teams, and the Nelchick Sandpoint girls will be first. Then the Nelchick Sandpoint boys after that. Well, it's halftime here, about 5 minutes away from second half action. I'll take myself down to that 5 minute mark. It's the King Cove T-Jacks, though, on top of the Cook Inlet Academy Eagles. Our score here at the half at the Nelchick, 58 for the T-Jacks, 14 for Cook Inlet Academy. We might do the running clock again, the way this one's setting up for a second half. So King Cove storming them here in the first half. 58-14 your score. You're listening to KSDP and all the great sponsors that are bringing you the coverage of the road trip here for Sandpoint and King Cove. We'll be back in 5 minutes with second half action right here on KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint. The T-Jacks lead it 58-14. It'll be Cook Inlet with the ball here to start the second half. They work it inside to their big guy, and there's Duarte keeping his feet. Hands up, and they lose it, but right back into the hands of the Eagles. Lucas Craig picks up the loose ball. Golden Duarte trying to scramble for it. Duarte couldn't get around the guy that lost it there. That's their big kid, Ziegler, that he's been taken out of the game all game. As here's the drive, and off the hands of Leaf as he heads inside for Cook Inlet. Joshua Boyd goes backside there. A little laugh on his face. Duarte at the high post. Drops off to Kuzikin in the corner. The shot won't go. Rebound. Almost Brandel trying for it. Got it. Did get it off. I didn't think he was going to do that. Got it off of Lucas Craig. It's going to come into Duarte. Back to Gold. Gold steps up for the three. This one will miss, but Duarte chases down the rebound on the baseline. Comes up to Braden. And over to Graydon Severian. Severian all the way into the lane. Misses a shot. Gets his own rebound. Puts it in off the glass. Sixty-14. They get the scoring started here at 6:38 to go in this third quarter. Duarte's going to come to the sideline. I think he came down a little awkward there on the foot, rubbing the shin, but maybe cramp. I don't know. Possible. Severian, or Gold, rather, stretches out there on the baseline and pulls in that loose rebound off the miss there by Cook Inlet. Here is Kuzikin. Misses a shot there from behind. Eichley had it knocked out of his hands as he tried to go up for the putback. And Cook Inlet will have it back. 2 minutes gone here in the third quarter, and ball's gone for Cook Inlet, too. It goes off the hands of Leaf as he doesn't hang on to it. Out of bounds of Sales, and it'll be T-Jacks basketball. Gold with it, switches hands, now comes back top of the key, looks for help. There's Severian in the lane, slips it out to Eichley. Braden sets up in the corner, but they go other side to Kuzikin. Kuzikin flips out a pass to Gold, and both Gold and Braden go for it. Gold shot won't go, but he'll go to the line for two. At the line, Gary for two shots. Gold's first one on the way is good. And the second one coming up, 61-14, 5:41 to go here in the third as the senior lines up his second shot. Gary's shot on the way, perfect. 62-14, what a release on that. Eichley started to take it out of bounds for Cook Inlet, but decided to play defense instead. They were going to let him play it, too. He was going to pass in, I think, to Cook Inlet, just give himself a little more of a running start. At 62-14, you can get away with that stuff. Yep, no problem. There's a shot there off by Cook Inlet. Rebound to Kuzik, and again, Zach's been tough. Both ends of the court. Been fun to watch him come alive today. And had a couple three-pointers rim out, too. Here's Gold with his shot. As rebound taken out on the far side there by Lucas Craig. And Braden gets right back on defense. He almost came sailing out of bounds there. 62-14, 4:46 on the clock, third quarter. T-Jacks all the way in this one. Severin gets a piece of that, and Kuzikin comes up with it. Braden still got it on the dribble. Now the kick back to Gold. Gold slips through the defenders, puts it off the glass for two. Gary Gold, nice drive. There's Hunter Moose with it. Goes to Leaf, now stolen away by Eichley. Ahead of the pack is Braden. Goes back to Severian, and he's got two. Brandel with a nice pass back to Braden. Or Braden with a nice pass back to Severian, 4-2. Now coming in for the T-Jacks will be Lynn. Haley getting ready to check in. Here comes Severian with a pulls-up three-pointer. Good! 69-14. Third period now under halfway through it. 3:46 on the clock, and the T-Jacks rolling. Here's a steal by Kuzikin. Throws it out ahead. I think CIA got a piece of that. He had Eichley down there. That ball took off a little bit high, so I think it got tapped on the way out. And sure enough, Lynn coming in for Kuzikin. Gold, Brandel, Lynn, Eichley, and Severian. Severian for three. 72-14, 3:27 on the clock here in the third. As Braden knocks the ball free. And now picking up on defense will be Lind on that side. Work it over, Ziegler tries it. And no basket, no foul, just out of bounds.
Apologies, there is a brief break in the coverage here as Noah gave us a high wind warning. Apologies once again.
Braden goes down. I think he got it on the hip, but he got kind of stretched out there as he headed. Yeah. We did see it first, then referee even telling us about that. Yeah, I hadn't seen that before. Go through the hoop and come back through the hoop. Well, it didn't go through. Went through and out. It's out then. Yeah, dead ball then. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We're talking about that play with the basketball going through the hoop from underneath. Now, had it gone back through the hoop, it's still a violation. Once it goes through the hoop the wrong direction, that's why the referee had made the call on it, too. We're all kind of going, what happened there? And it's a violation that goes to the other team at that point. But he was just coming over to tell us that's the only time he's ever seen it, ever seen that one. So it was awkward. Here is... Brandel with it, the kick out. The goal for three for Gary. And a 77-14 score here as Braden with the nice assist to Gary for the three-pointer. Here's a missed shot there by CIA. Head of the pack is Brandon, or is Braden, and Braden misses a shot here. Now James Boyd for CIA up top to Josh as the junior freshman brother duo out there handling the ball back and forth. Here's the freshman with the 3-point try, and Eichley's wrapped up the rebound. Comes back the other way to Gold. He sets things up as Gold with 1:14 on the clock. We'll take it inside now, slips it back to Severian. Three-pointer on the way, not there, but there's a rebound put back for Gary Gold. 79-14 at the one-minute mark here of the third quarter. Fourth quarter will be a running clock, and there is Gold headed up court. Be a charging call on Gary as he heads up court, runs into the defender, and sends them to the floor. They'll call that a charge. Johnson with it to Boyd. Now out to the junior Boyd. And back to Johnson as they work the outside. Coming up is Lynn to pick up on defense there. And Gold going for the steal. 37 seconds on the clock here. And here's a steal by Brandle. And Braden finds Gold coming down the right side, feeds him for the bucket there as 81-14 score now, 25 seconds on the clock. Hugh Jacks could go to 100 the way this is going. Of course, time's going to wind down in that fourth quarter mighty quick with the running clock. Here's a shot out on the wing there. It's missing for CIA. And Gold, ahead of the pack, finds Braden. Randall pitches that one over the head of Severian. As Cook Inlet Academy looking up at that scoreboard and saying, we got to go one more quarter. We do. Yes, we do. 81-14, the third quarter ends as the T-Jacks are smoking hot here in this third quarter. They run out of way now. Leading by, 67 points? Yeah, 81-14. So running clock coming up, folks. You're listening to KSDP coverage. Hey, say a big shout out to all those sponsors out there that help bring you the coverage here, too. Back in a quick 60 seconds for the fourth quarter.
Small 60-second break before the fourth quarter. It sounds like we will have a running clock, so this one will be over shortly. Till then, we'll have a little bit of underwriting, and we'll get you back to the game as soon as possible. Our friends at Aleutian Services in Cold Bay would like to remind us that Alaska is known for its culture of hunting and fishing. We all need to be careful when using our firearms to hunt both big and small game. Your actions may save the life of a friend or a neighbor. This message sponsored by Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, a community-minded organization with a commitment to the safety and welfare of all Alaskans. The Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove wishes our high school basketball teams nothing but success this season. This message sponsored by the Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove. Proud underwriters of high school basketball on KSDP.
And back to fourth quarter action here on KSDP. It's the T-Jacks with the ball and the bucket. Severian right in the lane pulls up for about a 12-footer straight away. Good, 83-14 he makes it. And CIA back the other way. They go to Ziegler down low and off his hands out of bounds. For the T-Jacks, you got Eichley out there along with Brandle, Lind, Severian, and Gary Gold with the basketball. And Kuzikin's going to get ready to get in there as Brandle will try one. Saving it was Eichley, but CIA comes up with it. Back it comes to Moose as... They'll work it down on the right side, and here's Johnson with it. Oh, on the floor goes Leaf as Randall comes over, wants to take that ball away. Boy, that looked like a travel. Here's the three-pointer good were cooking in the academy, and that was Craig there, Lucas Craig, with the 83-17 now with that three-pointer. No, I'm just thinking. I don't think the CIA boys scored in that third quarter. They did not. I was thinking there was something wrong with the scoreboard, but, oh, boy, Severian looking to shoot that ball. Instead, it looked like a pass to Eichley. Nevertheless, it ended up in the hands of CIA. They work it around. And, again, here's Craig with another shot. Got another three-pointer. Well, they're making up for that third quarter drought where they were outscored. They had 0 points in the third quarter. 25 put up by the T-Jacks. That's right, 25-0 third quarter. Amazing that they could not score a point. Here's Severian. Great pass from Eichley. Doesn't get it on the first one, gets it on the second. Now at 85-20, 5:30 to go here. Duarte's going to get ready to check back in along with Kuzikin as Lind with the rebound off the miss there by CIA. Haleo gets it off to Graydon. And now to Gould. Gould comes around the left side. Looks for help by Braden over there. Brandel puts up the two-point try at the free throw line. Now Gould comes over in the left wing, tries it from here. And that shot tipped out of bounds, last touch by the T-Jacks. So Doherty with Kuzikin come in for Severian and Gary. And an 85-20 score here in favor of the T-Jacks. Coming up to that halfway mark of the fourth quarter as the clock rolls on here for both teams. Ooh, that ball out of bounds on the sideline for CIA. Moose over there trying to pick up that low pass. Ended up just touching it on the sideline. Here's Duarte. Goes to Brandel on the right wing. He's got Eichley. Now Kuzikin. Kuzikin tries a three, and that one's not there. Rebound comes off to Cookin. Let's Robert Walsh is in there now. Here's Ziegler with it, working against Lynn, but not a lot to go there. And then the outside shot blocked there by Eichley. Duarte pulls down the loose ball. Jason has it up top. Goes to Zach. And here's a shot by Zach. Good three-pointer for Kuzikin is there. 88-20, 3:51 to go here in the ball game. And here's Ziegler, switches feet, no travel call. Ran into Duarte right there with Eichley helping on the double team. And Eichley scrambled for the basketball in there and nearly picked it off. He'll give it back to Cook Inlet Academy. So this will be Cook Inlet basketball as here's leap into the lane. This is there. Rebound by Eichley, and Jason will bring it up. Duarte has it up high. Works to Kuzikin on the right wing, where Zach will get help from Duarte. Jason now to Lynn. Bounce pass down to Eichley on the baseline. Back to Lynn. Nice job! Yes! Lynn from Eichley for two. And Elia over there, almost a smile creases his face. He caught that pass in midair and put it in softly off the glass for two, 90-20, 2:32 on the clock here. And you love to see those kind of plays down the stretch, too. Good teamwork and just a great job there to control that and get it in. Nice pass from Michael, too. Ball bounced free there, and boy, Kuzikin's got it. Throws ahead, trying to go to Brandel, tipped out of bounds. It'll still be T-Jacks basketball. Ball comes into Kuzikin, back to Duarte, down low, Brandel, out to Eichley. Three, good for Eichley. 93-20, Brian Eichley with the three-pointer. And here's the ball out in the corner for Cook Inlet. They miss his shot there. Rebound by Duarte. He's bringing it up court. Duarte behind the back. Now is at the free throw line. Slips it out to Kuzikin. Not there. Lind on it once, twice. No, it's still going to stay T-Jax basketball. They go in the corner to Eichley. Back to Brandel. Brandel's shot is off the mark. Lind with it. Tied up. And a held ball. Be Cook Inlet's basketball. Oh, no, wait, they said, okay, it's going to be T-Jack's basketball. Here's Kuzikin. This is on that shot. Rebound comes off to Cook Inlet Academy's James Anderson in there now. Under 50 seconds to go, 93-20. It looks like might be pretty close to that final score. Johnson takes off without the dribble, but that's all right. And now Boyd will try one. Boyd's got it, 93-22. So the younger Boyd, the ninth grader, gets that two-pointer. Brandel has it and walks it out to Duarte. 28 seconds on the clock. Brandel holds on to it. Goes to Eichley. Eichley to Duarte. Duarte drops it down to Lynn. He's got two off the glass. Nice pass by Jason. And Lynn with his second bucket, 95-22. 11 seconds on the clock. Here's Anderson all the way to the hoop. Can't quite get it. Here's the pull-up. Johnson, he misses. Duarte with the rebound. Clock's going to wind down. Wire-to-wire victory and a complete game victory. Dominance by the T-Jacks. The final, 95-22, as they hold Cook Inlet scoreless in that third quarter. Big win for the T-Jacks. What a way to roll to victory here. We'll be back in a quick 60 seconds. We'll set you up for the next games coming up and tell you about who's going to play who tomorrow for the T-Jacks and the Rookies right after we take this 60-second break right here on 8:30 a.m. KSDP in Sandpoint.
Thank you, Carl. All right. Big dominant victory there from the T-Jacks of 95-22. We did get interrupted briefly by a high wind pressure announcement by NOAA. So be sure to be safe out here tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. High winds in the Aleutians. All right. So we've got about 30 more seconds. We'll see if we can get some underwriting in here before we go back for some post-game stats with Carl.
Every parent wants their child to be kind. And as the Newton family in King Cove knows, reading to your children can help them do just that. Evidence suggests reading books with children helps to develop empathy. When a child can put themselves into the story, it helps them to develop empathy for others. This community reminder is brought to you courtesy of the Newton family, wishing the best for listeners in the months to come.
Well, it's been a beauty here, folks. The T-Jacks and the Rookies, both dominant victories today. The girls winning over CIA 85-24. The boys doing much the same. A little bit more points, 95, and a little less for CIA, 22. But just a tremendous job by both teams here. And when you look at this, I mean, it really started with the T-Jacks just coming out and playing their ball game. I think if we talked with Coach Brock afterwards, and we'll find out, that's kind of like what you were saying that happened to Diamond, right? Because he really liked that Diamond scrimmage Tuesday night. And then the way they played the boys coming out against Lumen Christie last night, the first half, he didn't like that. He had a little spur at the end of the first half, but then watched it go away. Then played a tight third quarter and ran away from at the end of the third and the fourth quarter. And so it looks like they just carried that part of their game right into today. Cook Inlet, never really in it. Scoring-wise, they had the freshman, the James Boyd, the freshman guard. He had 7 points to lead the way for him. But their big kid, Ziegler, never 2 points for him. And the other kid that I was looking for was the other Boyd, Joshua. Yeah, he had 4, but those were in the first half and really never got untracked at all. couldn't. And it was a defense, great defensive effort, team defense. And I got to say, Zach Kuzikin, a big part of that, too, to get things started. But, of course, Gold, Severian. And then we talked about Duarte in the middle and the game he played. He played the kind of game you get that from Jason Duarte every night. You would be hard-pressed to say this team could be stopped by anybody. And then from the scoring from Gold and Severian, Kuzikin's defense, Brandel's defense, Eichley coming in off the bench, Lind even coming in, putting in 4 points there, too. But they're solid, solid six deep, that's for sure, where people playing their roles and doing their thing. This is a tough team to beat. Let's look at the scoring for the T-Jacks. As everyone in the game scored, Braden had two with four. We mentioned Elia Lind with four, with five, Zach Kuzikin. Finally got one of those threes to roll in. He only tried three or four, I think, in the game, but two of them in the first half were in and out, all the way in the cylinder and popped out. The double-figure scoring, well, let's see, Eichley was right there. He had nine to go with double-figure scoring from three players. Duarte had 11 in the first half. He ended up with 11, but not needed in the second half, and still a lot of great defense and good rebounding again in that third quarter, and sat out most of the fourth. And he looked all right when he came in the fourth. He had a little strain there early on in the fourth quarter and came out. It could have been late in the third, but he came out, I think it was early fourth. Leading the way, though, 64 points between the two guards, Gary Gold and Graydon Severian. Severian with 38, Gold with 26. As the T-Jacks, Coach Shadow Brock's crew, just dominate Cook Inlet Academy. So we're looking for tomorrow that the T-Jacks will be up. Let me just check my schedule to make sure. So the T-Jacks are going to be up at 3 o'clock tomorrow, and that will be against the winner of Ninilchik Sand Point tonight. So we know that T-Jacks will play at 3. And King Cove and Sand Point on the girls' side will actually tip off at 1:30. So it's possible we might have a King Cove Sand Point doubleheader back-to-back at 1:30 and 3 tomorrow. We'll see what happens with the boys tonight as they play their second game. The Sand Point Eagles taking on the Nilchik at 6 o'clock. So we'll let you know. Of course, well, you'll know how that one turned out. And it could be T-Jacks and Sand Point in the middle games tomorrow. That'd be pretty neat. For your King Cove teams, then both of them winners, the rookies, 85-24 over CIA, the boys, 95-22 over CIA. And they'll both be on the court tomorrow then, girls at 1:30 against Sandpoint, boys at 3 o'clock against either Ninilchik or Sandpoint. And that's coming up tomorrow. All the action right here on KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint. We'll be back for our Sandpoint games coming up. The girls taking on the homestanding host, Ninilchik Wolverines. That game 24 minutes away from right now.
All right, 24 minutes until we tip off for Sandpoint versus Ninilchik for the girls.